This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Into the Who Was Right last night courtroom this morning. And oh boy, this one should be good. Well, we got Mandy here with us. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
You're having a disagreement with your friend Katie. And it has to do with a guy. And what in the world is going on here?
So I had this guy in my life. We dated for, oh my gosh, I want to say like 3 months. We broke it off a month ago. So we're no longer seeing each other. And actually, he was a couple years older than me. I hung out at his house with his family and his younger brother, who's my age. I thought his younger brother was super cool. We got along so well that night. And I really find him attractive. And I want to date him. Oh. And my friend Katie says it's ridiculous that I can't do that because I dated his older brother. But we only dated for like 3 months.
And you think you should pursue this as a possible romantic relationship?
Yeah, like, why not? Like, we're both single. I know he's single. I checked out his Facebook page. I've been stalking.
Stalker.
Yeah, total stalker. I just think, why not? Like, we got along so well. It's like having that chance again. Like, if we're meant to be, like, why should I ruin that just because I dated his older brother for a couple months?
Oh, the sibling swap.
Mm.
I've heard a lot of people try to pull this off, but I don't know anybody who actually has.
Has done it successfully?
Yeah.
I remember on Seinfeld, they did an episode where Jerry liked a roommate better than the girl he was dating and tried to pull that off. And even George Costanza couldn't come up with a way to make that work. So I don't know. I mean, you might have your work cut out for you here, Mandy.
Well, you know, but I'm willing to do it because I really think we hit it off.
Okay, well, that's you. Let's think of the other person in this relationship, the brother. Do you think he would date you?
I think that he would date me because I felt a connection and I could just feel a spark and I just felt like he felt it too.
Here's a question I have for you, Mandy. When you ended this relationship with the older brother, the guy, who ended it? Did you end it? Did he end it?
We ended it mutually. Like, it just wasn't working.
Now, wait, is it ever really mutually? I mean, there had to be one person that wanted it more.
Well, I mean, I guess it was mainly me.
Okay.
But, yeah. And I don't think he was too heartbroken.
Okay. So you guys didn't make a good couple, but you're vibing with the sibling, and maybe that had something to do with the breakup?
I don't think so. I mean, it was always in the back of my mind, but that's not really why.
Did you meet his parents when you guys were dating?
I did.
Now, do you think they would approve of this? I mean, wouldn't that be weird? You go to the family picnic this summer, 4th of July, you see them, and they'd be like, wait a minute, you broke our son's heart, now you're with the other one.
I don't think so, because I think they would know that we're a match and that they would be happy for their other son.
Okay, all right. And what does Katie say? Just no, flat out, this can't be done?
He says it's ridiculous that I can't date the brother, that it's just too messy and I should move on to somebody else.
Do you have a closing argument?
Well, my closing argument is, if we're meant to be, why should I pass up my soulmate because I dated a guy for a couple months?
Okay. Ashley's out today. Stat man, juror member number one, what do you got?
I don't think you have any say in this. It'll come down to the siblings if they get along or not. Because you know one brother's going to ask the other, hey, is it all right if I date this girl that you once did? And do you think your ex will say, yeah, go ahead and date her?
I think so.
You think he will? Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm one of five boys in my family, and we always had a hard rule not to do this. I did have a brother try, and I had an ex-girlfriend call me up and say, can you please tell your brother to stop calling me? And I'm like, wait, what's happening here? Yeah, it got awkward.
Oh, that.
But a little different situation than what you got going on. I am going to say there's more fish in the sea, girl. If you're that great of a catch, just get back out there and go fishing some more. You'll find another person that you vibe with that might not be related to the one that you just dated. So I'm on your friend's side, and your friend's looking out for your best interest here, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So I found myself in this situation, but this was like in high school. I was dating this one girl, and two grades below us was her sister. And I'd be over at her house, and me and her sister would just got along so well. But I'm like, I can't do this. There's just no way to make this switch. I can't do it. And our relationship didn't last very long, and I did not pursue one with her little sister.
But it's haunted you ever since, I can tell.
Literally haunted me, man. So
what if?
So I'm going to say, you know what? I could have probably waited a year and then maybe pursued it.
That's high school.
But that's high school. A year in high school is eternity, man. So it's like a year today goes by like that. I'm going to say, wait. I mean, right now is definitely not the time to do it. You say you broke up like a month ago? No, no, you can't do that. You need to wait. But I'd say 6 months, a year maybe from now, if you're both still single and having to run into each other somewhere, more power to you, I think.
Oh, you're saying leave it to fate?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's romantic.
What do you think?
I could wait a little bit.
But you're not gonna. I can tell. You're not gonna. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's like a Katie Stat and Big Dave chorus going, don't do this yet. And you're like, okay, but I don't really hear you.
Look, if this does work out, Mandy, I want to come to y'all's wedding and hear the best man speech or hear your ex's speech for the toast.
And to add to that, if it does work out, you should totally do like seminars or something where you explain how you did it, because it sounds like a lot of people are in this situation.
Okay.
All right. Best of luck, Mandy. Let's see what 749-B105 and our B105 app users have to say, okay?
Okay.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
But who was right last night? And this morning we heard from Mandy, who is in an argument with her friend Katie because, well, Mandy broke up with this guy she was dating. They went out for like 3 months. It's been about a month. And she really vibed with this guy's younger brother because they're the same age. And she wants to go out with this guy, wants to pursue that. Katie says, you're crazy. You can't do that. We sided with Katie. 2-0 over here. But let's go to the jury here at 749-B105. Kelly, you say you are on team Mandy. She needs to go for it. Why is that?
I mean, you can't just let things go. My sister is married to one of my exes.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I mean, wait, you can't just drop that now, Kelly, without telling us. So your sister's married to one of your ex-boyfriends. How long did you and this ex-boyfriend date?
We only went out on a couple dates, but he is my stepsister's best friend. We met after I had gotten out of a long relationship. We went on a couple dates. We both knew it wasn't for us. And then about 6 months to a year later, he started dating my sister, and now they're married.
It worked out.
Correct, yes.
But this was a couple of dates opposed to a few months.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Was there any kind of animosity towards her?
No, I had already met my husband. Like, I met my guy, and I was already married, and she, like, I got married pretty fast afterward.
Okay, all right, but so it all worked out in the end.
Yes.
I'm hearing from a lot of people say like this happened. Like Elise says, she's a firm believer of everything happens for a reason. There's a reason her and the older brother met and didn't connect. And I say, if the brothers are down with it, you can't pass this opportunity up.
I agree with that.
All right. Well, congrats to you for pulling it off, Kelly.
Well, thank you.
Another one coming through the B105 app is from Whitney. She says, if it's already this messy getting into it, it's probably best to avoid the situation altogether. Red flags all around. That's not your soulmate, sis. And Heather, you agree with that.
Yes, 100%. That's going to be so messy. And why would you want to come between two brothers? Because you know that's what's going to happen.
So you don't think the other brother will give him permission? And even if he does, there's going to be resentment there?
I think he will, in the back of his mind, think if there's like some kind of betrayal, I think he'll kind of feel weird. It'll be awkward. And you're swapping spit all over the place. Like, I just think that that's so messy. It's just so messy.
I love that. You're swapping spit all over the place. Great call. Yeah. Thanks, Heather.
You're welcome.
And remember, if you have a issue you would like us to solve on Who Was Right Last Night, you can always email me, BigDave@B105.com. We'd love to have you on and hash it out together. That's BigDave@B105.com.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. And every once in a while, I like to read a statement to Statman that I think just might trigger him a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And I've got one here. Okay, so Stat, today is February 29th. It is a leap day. We only get them every 4 years. Okay? I want you to know this. Guess what you're doing today?
What? Delivering cakes?
Well, you're going to be delivering birthday cakes to birthday leap day babies. Yeah, but you're also working for free.
I'm working for free.
You're working for free. Now, I had never thought of this till I saw a news report on it yesterday. If you are a salaried employee where you work, today is just an extra day. You're not making any more money. You are working for free. Like the past 3 years, you work, you know, it was, but today it's an extra day of work in the year, and you're not going to get any extra money for it.
Hmm.
I'd never thought of that.
I guess now, you can look at it like that.
You can look at it 100%. Now, listen, if you are an hourly employee, you're paid hourly.
Yeah.
You're getting extra. This is extra money now.
So you should be getting paid overtime. Come on.
Well, man, I don't know if they go by the month on overtime, but salaried employees today, someone brought it to our attention that you are working for free. This is an extra day. You don't get any extra money. This year, you will work an extra day of the year.
I guess that's one way of looking at it. I just feel like I work every day all of the time with this job. There's no off button for it. So an extra day is just, okay, another day. We don't get any days off. I don't know.
Nothing extra is going to show up on your paycheck is what I'm telling you. You get nothing, no bonus, no nothing. You did not work. It's just an extra day of the year that you didn't get any money for.
All right. Well, I like to see it as it's an extra day for me to do my favorite thing in the world, and that's come to work.
And then you're going to leave work here in just a couple of minutes because thanks to Graders, we have birthday cakes that we are going to take around to some people who submitted. They're having birthdays today on February 29th, and you're going to be dropping them off delicious Graders birthday cakes.
For free, yes.
Very nice.
And I'm working for free now, I guess, too.
You are, see? It's all free today. Get out.
I'm driving on the company's gas, so I'm taking the van.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Of course, that is Diamond Rio here. And on the phone with us right now, the guy you hear singing those songs, Mr. Marty Rowe. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. And it's good to talk to you folks there at UBE. Finally, a radio station I know.
Yeah, well, he grew up around here.
Yep, I listen to y'all. And my father, more religiously than me when I was a young man.
That's amazing. So we hear from a lot of people that call in and say, you know, they picked up B105 from driving around with their parents and listening. So you did the same. So what kind of car, what were we driving in when, you know, B105 was coming through?
My first memory would have been Dodge Dart.
Oh,
right on.
For a split second, he had a 68 Thunderbird, but that was just way too cool for us. We had to go back something way more practical than that.
Well, a Dodge Dart these days would fetch a pretty penny, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had several. He was a Dodge. He was a Mopar guy.
He was
a Chrysler dude. Yeah, he loved racing. We would be at tracks on Sundays sometimes before he recommitted to the church. And then we didn't go there anymore.
No. Sundays were for worship and not for a pedal to the metal, right?
Well, I don't know. I've been to many races and sang I hold the record for the most national anthem tracks.
Really?
Doing it in NASCAR. Diamond Rio does? Yes, 15 of them. If you were, oh, you ask, it's 15. So yeah. There you go. We have a church service every morning before the race.
How about that? I love it. Well, Marty Rowe with Diamond Rio. First, we'll make sure everybody knows you guys. And I know you were here a couple like last year at Lori's Roadhouse. Packed it in. It'll be sold out again March 16th, no doubt about it. You guys just, it's hit after hit. People have a great time.
Yeah, that's a really fun place. It's so close to my family that, you know, I covered up with family and friends. And that's fun.
Everybody's wanting tickets, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Marty, I grew up in Tennessee, right outside of Nashville, and a big part of my summers were spent at the Opryland Amusement Park.
Oh, yeah.
And I did not know this until recently, that Diamond Rio, your original name, was the Grizzly River Boys, because you played at Opryland, and they had the Grizzly River Rampage, and I had no idea about this, and it blew my mind.
That was the first year I wasn't in it. I was playing another show called Country Music USA.
I went to that many times, yes.
Yep. In 84, I joined. They changed the name to the Tennessee River Boys, and we went by that name till we put our first record out, Meet in the Middle, and, of course, we changed the name. Diamond Rio is much more updated, and we liked it. It was hip, and we're still here, man. When I was at Opryland, I joined this band. It'd be 40 years in August.
Oof.
Is that amazing?
Wow. It is.
I was 5 years old.
Yeah, right. Right.
I was wondering, because I have family in Lebanon. I got a brother up in Middletown. I'm from Finneytown. And everybody says, oh, yeah, Diamond Rio. Marty Rio, he lives right up the road from me. Do you claim Dayton or Warren County, or where exactly are you from?
Lebanon, Ohio, 2335 State Route 48 North. 1 mile north of the old high school. It's a middle school or whatever now. But
right where you're at. Yeah, right by my uncle. Okay, so as my uncle is right.
Yeah, we had a big farm there and everything. We sold most of that off, and it's a horse farm now. My driver lives there, so don't be come poking around, because he's watching.
All right.
Yeah, a lot of other people, they sold their property, and now there's neighborhoods there. It's crazy how much growth has been.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, my dad was in the real estate business forever there. My brother teaches at Springboro, in Franklin, I'm sorry. He lives right there on the border, but he teaches at the elementary school in Franklin. My dad taught at Monroe. And Lebanon is my home. I was born at Montgomery County Hospital.
I mean, come on. I mean, we can claim Diamond Rio as a Cincinnati band then, I think.
Well, as a good chunk of us, that's for sure.
That's good.
I actually claim some of them, too.
Well, Marty, everybody's going to come out and see you, no doubt. They're going to pack the house again. March 16th, Lori's Roadhouse, Diamond Rio. Sir, it's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you very much, guys. I'm looking forward to be there. Come see the show.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Just talking with Diamond Rio lead singer Marty Rowe, who grew up right around Lebanon. And Judy, you got a comment about that. What's going on?
His father was a teacher at Monroe. I had him for COE at Monroe.
What is COE?
Cooperative Office Education.
Oh, very cool. So Marty Rowe from Diamond Rio's father was your teacher. That's amazing, isn't it?
Me when before they were real popular, he used to call me and say, call the radio station and tell them to play it. And I'm thinking, yeah, they're probably really bad or something.
Well, you couldn't have been more wrong on that.
I know. I just wanted to share that with you.
Judy, do you plan on going to see him at Lori's Roadhouse on March 16th?
I do.
Oh, good.
Absolutely. I used to go sometimes when they played over in Indiana at the boat. I'd go over there, and Mr. Rowe, his dad, would be there. And it was so nice to see him and everything. He was a wonderful man.
Well, that's wonderful. And he raised a great son who's brought us a lot of great country music, no doubt about it.
He sure did.
Well, Judy, thanks for calling. And when they get to Lori's Roadhouse, you have a great time at the show. Maybe if you can pull Marty aside, I'm sure he'd love to hear that his dad was your teacher.
I will do that. I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good day.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Big Dave, I'm out delivering cakes from Graders to Leap Day babies. And right now, well, I'm in Edgewood, Kentucky at St. Elizabeth with Kim Wyatt. Happy birthday, Kim.
Why, thank you.
You're 13 years old today. Congratulations.
Finally 13. I'm a teenager.
So wait a minute. We got a 13-year-old working at the hospital. Are you like the Doogie Howser in real life?
Of course I am.
So what do you do here?
I'm a cardiac cath lab nurse.
Oh, so you're taking care of everybody's heart?
Yes, we are. We're preventing them from going into heart attacks.
Let me ask you about your birthday, because a leap day birthday is kind of weird. What's it like celebrating every 4 years?
On the fourth year, my mother always made it a big surprise.
Okay, and have you ever had any problems like filling out paperwork or forms or anything with a weird birth date?
Yes, you do have a trouble doing that. You have to scroll all the way down to your birth year, and then the algorithm works, and okay. It will let you put your birth date in there.
Well, let me hear about your best birthday ever. Was it like your 21st?
No, it was not my 21st birthday because I was not allowed to drink at the bars because it wasn't a leap year.
Oh, so you had to wait till the 1st of March, I guess?
Yes, I did.
Okay, all right. What was your best birthday like, though?
It was probably when I turned 50 because a lot of these people that are here today surprised me again for a big birthday, and it was a really good time.
Right on. And you got the whole office decorated here with different things. What's the theme of the party today?
It's 13 going on 30.
And they actually got the dress from the movie hanging on the door right over there.
They sure did. That's right there.
Oh, man. So what are you doing later today to celebrate?
Going out with the family for dinner.
Oh.
Because we have to be here again in the morning.
Now, does your husband ever get in trouble for marrying a minor?
Yes, he did get in trouble for marrying a minor because he missed my birthday because he thought it was going to be March 1st.
Oh, but you celebrate the day before.
Correct. Always in February.
Well, Kim, thanks so much for having me out today. Slice up this Grater's cake. Serve it to everybody. I mean, I think you had more submissions for me to come out and bring you a cake than anybody else in the tri-state. You got a great staff here.
Thank you. Yes, I do. They're wonderful. They're not only friends, they're coworkers, and I love them all.
Well, happy birthday, Kim. I hope you have a wonderful one.
I will. Thank you for coming.
And thanks to Grater's for sending out those cakes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105 and Jackson Dean. It is Fearless. It's the Big Dave Show. And Ashley out. She's down in Nashville. And Stat is out. And he's got something special going on this Leap Day, February 29th. Stat Man, what's up?
All right. Out delivering Grater's cakes to Leap Day birthday babies. And I'm at Rob Schmidt's front porch. Now, normally, y'all, he works in an office, and today is his day to work at home. But today, the office is all on the front porch. Say happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Rob, how are you today?
I'm great.
This is a big one. You're 10 today, the big 10?
Yep, big 10, double digits today.
Oh, lordy, lordy. You're really 40. And your wife is here, too. How's it being married to a minor?
You know, he acts like a 10-year-old, so it's fitting.
Yeah. Well, you guys sign all his permission slips and everything, right?
Yes.
What's it like being married to somebody with a leap day birthday? It's like every 4 years you got to go big?
We got to go big or go home.
Well, we're at your home. And Rob, we're on your front porch right now. So how are you going to be spending leap day birthday today?
With my family eating some cake from Grater's.
There you go. Good answer. Hey, are you familiar with some of the leap day traditions?
Not too many of them.
Okay, there's an Irish one where it's actually called Bachelor's Day. Now, you're married, so you ain't got to worry about this. But the way the story goes is, I guess it's the day that women are allowed to propose to men. Thanks to St. Bridget. I guess she talked to St. Patrick or something. And if the man says no, he's got to buy her 10 pairs of gloves. Kind of weird.
Yeah, a little weird.
And that's to hide the shame that she doesn't have a suitor that said yes to her, so she has gloves to cover up her left hand. So weird.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
I work for a broker, yeah. Shankman & Associates.
Okay, and what do you guys do?
We represent companies selling products to Kroger.
Oh, right on. We love Kroger. How you spending the day with family? You going out to dinner? What's you up to?
Yeah, be going out to dinner tonight, then have some poker tonight with some of my friends.
Oh, right on.
Maybe they'll let you in.
Maybe?
Maybe.
All right, so have you had any weird things happen to you because you have a leap day birthday, you go to fill out a application, or you got a scroll down menu and you can't click on your day?
I've had it before where you register with your date online and February 29th's not there. So. Huh.
So what did you do, just not register for taxes?
Yeah, I wish. Pick the 28th or March 1st.
You pick the year first, usually.
Yeah, you do. Most of the time it's there, but it's happened before.
Well, that's pretty cool. Well, hey, thank you so much for letting me invade your front porch with all your coworkers, and you have a happy birthday, Rob.
All right, appreciate it.
And thanks to Graders for sending Statman out with those delicious birthday cakes. And another one, a shout-out somebody wrote in, Mrs. Parrish. She is the social studies teacher at Hopewell Junior School in Westchester. She is a leap day birthday baby. And a happy birthday to you, Mrs. Parrish.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
This is how we roll on leap day, February 29th. We teamed up with Graders, got Statman a bunch of birthday cakes, and he's out finding leap day birthday celebrators. And right now, he has got another one for us. Statman, what's up?
Oh, it's a special day for Bruce Peelman today. He's 11 years old. I'm at his front porch right now with a cake from Graders. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, sir.
And you're nominated by your daughter, Haley. Hi, Haley.
Hi.
And I hear you kind of share a birthday with one of your other daughters.
Yes. 3 out of 4 years, we celebrate the same birthday because hers is March 1st. So tomorrow, she will technically be older than her father.
Well, how old is she?
She will be 11 as well.
Oh, it's like a golden birthday.
After tomorrow, she'll be older. So technically, I don't know.
Now, I hear you got in trouble once on your leap day birthday. Your mom is right here. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
All right, tell us the story. He got suspended. What?
He was always getting in trouble because he was mean. And he got caught and took him to the principal's office. And the principal said, he was acting like a little kid. And he said, how old are you? And Bruce said, 4. And then so they called me in. And they said, well, how old is your son? I said, 4. Principal said, well, it's easy to see where he gets this from.
I love it. Have you ever had any problems having a leap day birthday, you know, filling out applications or forms or anything?
No one believes me. Like when they're like, let me see your ID. Leap year. I don't know. I've never met nobody with that day.
Sometimes when it's the drop-down box, you can't find February 29th.
You have to hit the year before you hit the day.
Ah, that's a little trick.
Pop up.
And my Anne.
Anne, so what was it like marrying a minor? How old was he when he got married? Like 5?
I hear this all the time. All the time.
So did you let the little 5-year-old have a beer on his wedding day?
He had more beer than I did.
Right on. Do you got to like go big every 4 years for your husband? Or what's it like being married?
We do. We go big every 4 years.
Yeah?
Every real birthday is bigger than the other ones.
He's 11 years old. Are you going to have like a Ninja Turtle birthday this year? Go to Chuck E. Cheese? What are you guys up to?
I think we're having a Barbie birthday.
A Barbie? Sorry, dude.
Yeah, I woke up to house decorated for a Barbie weekend, I guess you could say.
It's about your daughter. Yeah, it ain't about you.
No, don't judge me. It's 2024.
That's right. I love it. Oh, dude, you guys are so much fun. So you took today off of work. What do you normally do?
Oh, I'm a truck driver.
Okay.
Yeah, I work third shift, so my days and nights are all mixed together.
You don't know what day it is. The leap day.
When it's time to go somewhere, I'm just the driver.
There you go. Right on. That's just being a dad, really.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, cool. Well, enjoy this cake from Graders. It's delicious. Happy leap day to you, man, and enjoy it.
Thanks, sir, and thanks to B105.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Kentucky, and that's where we find Danny Fitch, a former coal miner who's been battling type 1 diabetes since he was 8 years old and is now desperately in need of a kidney.
I never did let diabetes control me. I ain't never had no major surgeries, really, just kidney failure.
Yep, so he's battled it his whole life, but now Danny Fitch is facing a kidney transplant, but we all know how long those lists can be. You know, you need someone that matches, and unless you know somebody personally that can help you, it's going to be a long wait. But not so much for Danny Fitch, because something wonderful has happened.
Lord sent us an angel.
In the form of 25-year-old Somerset Community College student, Cherish Strunk.
Ever since I was younger,
my mind has just been about helping people. And then a mutual friend posted on Facebook that he needed a kidney and everything. And I just kind of felt something. But I just had that feeling that we would match. And so I just went for it, and we did.
So it was a match. And now, after months of preparation, the kidney transplant surgery is scheduled for later this week in Lexington. WKYT-TV in Lexington caught up with Danny Fitch's wife, Teresa, who had nothing but good things to say about their new angel, Cherish Strunk.
As far as we're concerned, she's part of us now. You know, part of our love of our family. We think the same with her. It takes somebody very special to do what she is doing. And I thank God that she did.
I think I speak for everybody listening right now when I say our prayers are with you for a successful kidney transplant surgery. Good luck to both Danny and Cherish, and especially Cherish. Thank you for stepping up in a stranger's time of need.
B105.
It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we have got Jeff, a father of four. He is the regional manager of Corito, or as he likes to say, my daughter's favorite regional manager at Corito. Dara goes to Xavier. You got one right there on the campus. And yes, I see a lot of charges on her bank statements from you guys.
That's great.
All right, Jeff, let's have that dad joke of the day.
All right, in honor of leap year, why do some couples like to get married on leap year day?
I don't know. Why do some couples like to get married on leap year day?
So they only forget their anniversary every 4 years.
I think you should have said that was for husbands, because women never forget, do they, Jeff?
That is untrue, because we decided to get married on 9, 10, 11 with my wife, just so she wouldn't forget.
9, 10, 11? All right.
Yes, sir.
Jeff, have a great day, buddy, and enjoy your leap day.
Thank you, sir.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
And it's time to get another member into our B105 Country Club. And I guess at this point, we're actually going to be putting two members in, because Reagan Crum from Mount Orb, you are expecting a child.
Yep, in 6 weeks.
Oh, what? My gosh.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're close.
I am. I'm ready.
So, boy, girl, do you know yet?
We don't know. Actually, all of our friends and family know right now, but my husband and I don't, and they are surprising us next weekend. So they're doing like a gender reveal for us.
Oh, cool.
Wow. So you're flipped. Usually it's the couple that knows and does it for the family. This time it's the family doing it for the couple.
Yep, exactly.
So what are you hoping for?
It's our first, so I really want a girl. I'm biased, though, because I was the oldest girl, so that's what I want. But my husband is the oldest boy in his family, so he wants a boy.
Well, do you know, is there any really fun way they're going to do this for you?
It's at our baby shower. We're going to actually show up a few minutes late, and when we walk in, they're going to shoot confetti poppers that are either pink or blue when we walk in. So that will tell us what it is.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Awesome.
Well, I think you're ready to be a mom, because you're a very motivated and driven person. Says you worked two jobs, owned your own business while you finished graduate school, and planned a wedding all at the same time when you were 20.
Yeah. I was working at Children's Protective Services, and I was finishing my bachelor's degree in psychology. I owned my own boutique and coached gymnastics and competitive cheer on the side while planning my wedding.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I like the time, though, you were working somewhere trying to win Luke Bryan tickets. You called in to 749-B105. It was ringing, so you made a customer wait in case we answered and you won the tickets.
Yeah, that was at my boutique that I own. So there was a customer in there picking up an order, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's ringing. And they stopped. And they waited there with me, and they were like, are they going to answer? So they were actually there waiting with me to see if I got in. So it was really funny. But I'm from a small town, and they found it hilarious. They knew who you guys were, too, so they were excited for me.
You are on the clock for that baby, and now we are on the clock for you to tell us what song we're going to play for you next.
I would love to hear Luke Combs, Where the Wild Things Are.
All right. Well, come and get your B105 jersey and tuck it over top of that big old belly you got going.
Okay, thank you so much.
Welcome to the club, Reagan.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.